Even in a case of court, the non mind is ever minded. It now represents the best mind self intelligence on this field. This case involves the question of whether or not the accolade signed in Pipeline Corporation was entitled to reimbursement for the cost that it expended in addressing curative pipeline located within a pre-existing public roadway to conform to a drainage project within that public roadway conducted by Harris County Flood Control District, a public flood control district. Facts briefly are as follows. On August the 4th, 1928, a corporate entity known as South Acres Inc. planted and put a record of subdivision designated as South Acres Incorporated. The dedication of said subdivision read in part as follows. We and their father, the names of the officers of that corporation, we on behalf of said South Acres Inc. dedicate to public use the streets, alleys, and easements shown hereon for road and street purposes. Thereafter, some 6 months later, on January 5th, 1929, a corporate entity known as the Sandy Center Trust Company, which was a successor in interest to the corporate entity known as South Acres Inc., invade the Shell Pipeline Corporation as right-of-way for the purpose of laying pipelines in a certain tract of land described as follows, and I quote, being the street lying south of block number 1 and north of block numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 in South Acres, end of quote, and the fourth part is subdivision in question. It's not without some significance to the resolution of this cause that Shell did not really need to obtain a right-of-way instrument from the owner of the underlying city of this street at the time that it so acquired the right-of-way instrument. For under the statutes of this state, it had the right, the statutory permission of the legislature of the state of Texas to lay this pipeline within this street's right-of-way. That statute, of course, was Article 6220 and cited in the 5th and 3. It is now Article 111.020 of the Natural Resources Code. Shell had that right by reason of the fact that it was a common carrier pipeline. In any event, Shell proceeded to lay its pipeline along the north path of South Acres Drive, and there they remained undisturbed until the year 1975, when this suit was brought by the Harris County Flood Control District to compel Shell to adjust those lines to accommodate the enlargement of the existing drainage ditch underlying this roadway. Shell entered into an agreed order to adjust its lines without waiving its right to decide the issue of compensation. The question of reimbursement was tried before the court without a jury, and the trial court held in favor of Shell, stating and declaring that Shell was entitled to reimbursement. The Court of Federal Appeals affirmed the trial court on the basis that the flood control district enlargement of the drainage ditch in question within the dedicated roadway of South Acres Drive was not such a road use as was contemplated by the dedicator of this subdivision to which to public use for road and street purposes. It is committed, Your Honor, that in so holding, the Court of Civil Appeals committed an error of substantive law. The question on this appeal then is a very narrow one. Does the dedicatory language, to wit, dedicate to public use the streets, alley, and easements shown hereon for road and street purposes, does that language contemplate and embrace the public use of such streets for drainage and flood control?
Now, not to mention, what road and street purpose did this drainage ditch serve?
Your Honor, the record is clear that it served the general and immediate vicinity of the C-124 ditch. The deposition testimony was that the ditch served an area of 500 to 600 feet on either side of this particular ditch, in addition to the entire watershed of Sims Bayou.
Well, you serve the drainage purpose.
Absolutely.
But I'm asking you what street or road purpose did it serve?
It served the South Acre Drive Road itself, John. The testimony was that the work done included the placing of corrugated pipe for outfall from the existing roadside barges along either side of South Acre Drive. In addition to that, the testimony was that it served some six or seven subdivisions in the immediate area in which this ditch is located.
In other words, the drainage ditch is necessary to preserve the roadbed. Is that what you're saying?
It was certain that would be one of the reasons why the ditch was there, was placed there, in order to serve the road itself by collecting from the roadside barges the water which had collected not only in South Acres, on South Acres Drive, but all of the other streets within the South Acres subdivision itself. If the court will note, the subdivision map, which of course is within the transcript, shows that South Acres Drive was the only major street of any length within this subdivision. I think there are two other streets on that map which are just about a block in length. This is the only street going east and west, and of course the ditch runs perpendicular and north and south to this particular street. All of the other streets then feed water into South Acres Drive, which in turn, of course, feeds water by its roadside ditches into the C-124 ditch.
Well, do you recognize that unless this drainage ditch did serve a street and road purpose, that Shell would be entitled to reimbursement?
Absolutely not, Your Honor. In any event, if the flood control ditches were within this roadway for whatever purpose it might be in that roadway, if as a, by means or by reason of the fact that it is an agent of the public and is conducting a public project, it would be in there by reason of the public's right, which is prior in time and superior and paramount to that itself. In 1928, at the time this particular roadway was dedicated, there was on the law books of the state of Texas, and had been since 1897, and citing our application, Article 6771, which reads as follows, in part, if mentioned court at any regular session thereof, may cause to construct and maintain the hereinafter provided, ditches, drains and water courses, here and after called ditches, on and within the exterior lines of all public roads situated within the county, and shall also have power to construct and connecting with such ditch any size, lateral, spur, or branch ditch or water course necessary to the accomplishment of the purposes of this law. In addition to this statute, there was also one of the laws of this state, and had been so since the year 1913, the Harris County Road Law, which also was cited in the petition's application. That law, section 29, reads as follows. Whenever in this act or any general law, the word, quote, road is used, the same is hereby defined to mean, insofar as Harris County is concerned, all roadbeds, ditches, drains, bridges, culverts, and every part of every road, whether inside or outside, of any incorporated city or town in Harris County. Thus, both at the time that the subdivision in question was platted and put a record, and the street thereby dedicated to public use, as well as at the time in Shell, which time to sell a part, its pipeline right away, Shell had to take notice of the public policy and law of this state as declared by the Harris County Road Law, which defined a road to mean a ditch, and Article 6771, which authorized the Commissioner's Court of Harris County to construct and maintain a ditch in any public road within the county. The Supreme Court of Texas, in the very early case of Nussbaum against Bell County, and it is not cited in the petitioner's application, was at 76 Southwest 430. The title in the year 1903 declared the following. Under statutory provision, the property may be taken or damaged by county for public use in establishing and maintaining public roads, and the authority thus given embraces the making of ditches and drainage.
Under that holding, you wouldn't even have to condemn property, would you? You go build a road?
No, Your Honor, we certainly wouldn't have to condemn the property to build a road, but the point is, I think what the court meant in that language, or by that language, is that once you condemn the road for a roadway, you have, by reason of the fact that the word road embraces ditches and drain, you would have the authority to dig the ditch and drain within that roadway without having again to condemn the property owner, the underlying fee owner, for the purpose of getting the ditch and drain in connection with Houston's road.
Counsel, while you're interrupting me, I discussed with you something that bothers me. I understand it was stipulated in this record that South Acres Drive was dedicated to the public for road and street purposes.
That is correct, John.
And that Kell's easement is subject to that dedication only. That was also stipulated.
That is correct.
Now, you say notwithstanding, as I understand it, this drainage ditch did not have to have any relevance at all to a road and street purpose for you to sustain your position that Kell was not entitled to reimburse.
Well, passed within the line of that stipulation, you would be correct, Your Honor. But the point is, the ditch in this particular case did serve the use, the road and street use of South Acres Drive.
Well, that was my question a moment ago when I thought, I understood, didn't this drainage ditch run perpendicular to the
yes,
road?
It did.
And it was for street purposes, not for drainage purposes only. That's what I'm trying to get. Because my view under this stipulation, that there must be a road or street purpose served by this ditch. You understand your position. That's what concerns me.
And I would submit to you, Your Honor, and to the court, that it is for a road and street purpose. That is the ditch. Because the ditch does, in fact, serve this particular road under which it runs and through which, of course, for which, of course, the Shell has its conformance and pipeline. I'm sorry if I did not address that specific question initially. I would also cite to support the case of Pace City of San Antonio versus San Antonio Street Railway Company, decided as early as 1896. Sued by the Street Railway Company to enjoin the city from laying sewers down a street which would interfere with the railway track. In that case, the court, and that was an error-refused case, the court stated, to properly measure the relative rights of the public on the one hand and of a street railway company or other licensees on the other hand in a public street, it should be borne in mind that the fundamental idea of a street is that it is public. The public uses of a street, such as it's used by the people at large for ordinary travel on foot and in ordinary vehicles, together with its use by the public authority for the construction and maintenance of public works such as sewers, water works, etc., constitutes the primary uses of the street. The public and the street railway companies derive their respective rights in the street from one and the same grant, namely the original dedication of the land to the uses of a street. And in that grant, the uses for street railway and such other purposes was made secondary and subordinate to the uses for strictly public purposes, such as sewers. Now, we submit to the court that the language in that case, which simply by conforming it to the ditch in question, should be made to apply equally to and as well to the particular facts of this particular case.
Would it be your view that the city could just tell us to get out of that street and need it?
That the county could not? No, it could not, because the legislature to which the state has spoken that Shell has the right to be in that street. But of course, Shell has that right by legislative permission. And suddenly,
well, I would have thought they bumped the road. Didn't they pay for the
payment? Not to be within the public roadway or street, Your Honor. They bought a right-of-way from the underlying street owner to be within the geographical confines of this street. But I was mentioning,
if they had bought that, would it, and someone get out with it, be a taking of their sidewalk?
That perhaps would be, Your Honor. If the county could in fact condemn the pipeline company's pipeline and force it out of the street, then it could. But I was mentioning, of course, that under Article 1620, the county would not have the authority to evict Shell entirely from the street. Under some circumstance, it does not occur to me now, the county could compel Shell by reason of some compelling reason to get out of the street. But the county, of course, cannot override the legislature. The legislature has given that permission to the county, or rather to the pipeline company, to lay its pipelines within this road right of way. But Shell or any other pipeline company, of course, must lay its line within this road right of way, subject to the public need and subject to any demands or requirements which the public sometime down the road or line must have or will have for usage of that street and which might interfere with Shell pipeline. In addition to the two previous cases, there is, of course, the most recent pronouncement by the Supreme Court of Texas with regard to three easements, and that comes in Hill Farm Inc. against Hill County, and that, of course, is the case cited in the petition and application. In that case, the Supreme Court stated, it is our opinion that insofar as the rights of the public are concerned, there is no essential difference between a rural road and a city street. In either case, the responsible official may, within the limits of the power vested in him by the legislature, authorize the use of the subsurface for sewers, pipelines, and other methods of transmission and communication that serve the public interest. It seems to us that a limitation of the public easement in highways to travel and transportation of persons and property and movable objects or movable vehicles is too narrow. In our judgment, highways, public highways, whether urban or rural, are designed as avenues of communication.
Counsel, my recollection of that case, I think you've got better authority than that. My recollection of that case was, and I may be thinking of the wrong one, wasn't that the one where a man encroached on the highway and just laid the pipe to get up to his turkey farm?
That is essentially back to the case.
Well, there was no grant of any rights to that man that was using the roadway at all. Never was any rights in him. He just took it.
And I certainly agree with you, Your Honor, that there are better cases on the facts in that particular case. But I submit to the court that the case is good for showing that there is no distinction between a city street and a rural street and language of court with regard to the public rights within a street or roadway. There are certainly better and other cases than that particular case on the facts, and I would hope that I would have time to get to it, Your Honor. As further evidence that the public policy in this state has equated a ditch with a road or vice versa, I would also cite to the court Article 8280-120, which again is cited in the petition's application, and I would quote from Section 9 thereof the following. The Harris County Flood Control District shall have a right-of-way and easement over and across the roads and highways of the state and its subdivisions for the construction and maintenance of the flood control projects of the district, subject, however, to the concurrence of the State Highway Commission whenever such projects require the relocation or bridging of state highways. That, of course, comes from the statute which created the Harris County Flood Control District in the year 1937. And the district, of course, succeeded to all of the rights and powers and authorities which the county theretofore had enjoyed with regard to the public roadways within Harris County. I would also cite another case not a taxi case, and if one of them is not cited in any case of that case, under Southern California Gas Company versus City of Los Angeles, 329-52nd, 289, and there that was a suit by a gas company to recover the cost of relocating this line to conform to a county sewer line and a street outside the city limits. This case is very much similar to the factual situation we have in this case. And I would read from that opinion, in the absence of a provision to the contrary, it has generally been held that a public utility accepts franchise rights in public streets subject to an implied obligation to relocate its facility, therein at its own expense when necessary to make way for a proper governmental use of the street. The company contends, however, that any implied obligations in its county franchise to relocate its site cannot be invoked for the benefit of the city operating outside its territorial limits. We cannot agree with this contention. Such obligations rest on the paramount right of the people as a whole to use the public streets whenever, wherever located, and the fact that a franchise is granted by one political subdivision as an agent of the state does not defeat the right of another such agent acting in its governmental capacity to invoke the public rights for the public benefit. I would submit to the court that that's exactly the situation we have on all fours, both with regard to the facts as well as the law in this particular case. We have here a street dedicated to the public use as early as 1928. Subsequent to that time, Shell laid its pipeline by statutory permission under Article 620. In 1937, the Harris County Flood Control District was created by the legislature and given the power to construct drains, ditches, in the public roads and streets of Harris County, whether inside city limits or not. The Flood Control District was attempting to enlarge or widen and deepen an existing ditch which lay below South Acres Drive in this particular instance. Shell, just like the pipeline company in the California case, bought. And of course, this suit resulted. It's interesting to note that the first case in a string of citations which the California Supreme Court cited, and that particular case is a Texas case, the City of San Antonio versus Bear Metropolitan Water District. And if the case not cited in the petitioner's application, it's at 309 Southwest 2nd, 491, decided in 1958, in which the Supreme Court refused outright the application for Rivera. And I would like to just quote some language from that particular opinion. In that case, the water district, one different in nature from the flood control district in this case, was attempting to lay its lines in public roads. And I would quote, the district was charged with the knowledge that if it saw fit to lay its lines in public roads, it did so subject to reasonable regulation by either the county or the city, as the case may be. The district placed its lines on public roads and is charged with knowledge that in maintaining and improving such roads, it may be required to change or alter its lines. When the city annexed the roads, it ceded to all the authority over the roads that the county theretofore held. I will submit to the court that the use of this particular road under the laws of the state of Texas is a use for road and street purposes. And for that reason, the conclusion by the Court of Federal Appeals and its holding that the use by the flood control district, a public authority, for the drainage purpose in question was clearly in error. And for that reason, the flood control district, as the petitioner, respectfully requests the Supreme Court to reverse the decision of the Court of Federal Appeals and to render the decision in this case that the petitioner is not required by law to render any compensation or reimbursement to Shell Pipeline Corporation for the cost it expended in adjusting its line to this public project. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any comments?
please the court, Mr. W. Allen Coleman will now present an argument for the law.
May I please the court? I would first like to address the cases which have just been cited by Mr. Landry on behalf of petitioners, the City of San Antonio, the San Antonio Creek Railway case, Southern California Gas Company, the City of Los Angeles case. Both of these cases are different from the cases before this court. They involve a franchise where you had a contractual agreement, relationship between the municipality and the utility company. And it's not as the instance in this case where you had a easement holder with property interest in the area. And on that basis, those cases are not controlled in this particular situation. Likewise, the City of San Antonio, the Bear Waters case, there you have involved a city that by statute, Article 1016, I believe, has the exclusive control of the city streets as opposed to a county which, pursuant to Article 2351 of the Revised Civil Statute, has just general control over a road right-of-way. Now, the crucial issue in this case is whether or not the use by the flood control district was a road and street purpose. Was it used for road and street purpose? This court, in order for petitioners to be successful, must hold as a matter of law that their use was a road and street purpose.
Well,
that the fact will determine
that. If it is a road and street purpose, can they make you use your pipe at your own expense?
Yes. If we put that easement subject to the dedication of that roadway for use for road and street purposes, and therefore our rights existed in the public for that purpose, but that was the only purpose for which that roadway was dedicated. If it had been dedication to public use without any restrictions specifically to road and street purposes, then we wouldn't have a question.
It matters to whether use of the property for drainage is not road and street.
That's right.
Those are flood systems. Those are flood the road when they built it near the
When they made the improvement, suppose it makes it worse than it was before? That was beyond the right. That may very well happen. I do not believe that the use and the project and the work that was done on the ditch across perpendicular did the use for those three folks. And the trial court and court of civil appeals, based upon the facts that they were presented, came to that determination. Maybe I've missed the point of the question, Your Honor.
Didn't they put drainage under the road?
Yes, Your Honor. There was already...
And they lowered that, lower than where your pipes were originally.
That's correct.
How do you say it's not road purposes?
I say it's not road purposes because there's no evidence in this record that shows this, in fact, improved or facilitated the flow of water from South Acre Trust or benefited South Acre Trust. There was no work in this project. There are two ditches on either side of the road that ran parallel with South Acre Drive and the Annawood Shell Pipeline. The work was contemplated by this project for the improvement of those drainage ditches alongside the road. The only connection that was made between the new drainage ditch that was approved were two round corrugated steel pipes that ran from the ditch down in. From the bar district that ran down into the drainage ditch that's improved.
Well, I tell what you're saying. This improvement didn't affect the roadway from flooding in any respect.
No,
is that what
there's
you're
no showing. There's no evidence of this record before this court to make that.
So was that wasn't the purpose of the drainage ditch?
The general purpose was, and the evidence showed that the purpose was to facilitate the flow of surface water in 300 or 400 acre area. Because this is a ditch, the record shows, that ran for 1.25 miles. And they deepened this ditch from 8 feet to 12 feet and widened from 25 feet to 50 feet along the whole course of this ditch. And it crossed South Acre Drive at one point and emptied into Cindy Bayou, a major drainage bayou there.
It was ridiculous. Perpendicular roadway, but because of it, these corrugated pipes still had to lower its pipeline. Very
on. Because of the deepening of the ditch from the natural drainage ditch that was presently there, shell pipelines were located under the old drainage ditch. And because they were deepening it from 8 feet to 12 feet, shell pipelines had to be moved because otherwise they'd be in the way of the ditch, of the flow of water. And course, it's our position that we obtained the property interest from the landowner. And our property interest, this easement, was damaged as a result of the drainage control project. And because of all, and therefore we are entitled to recover pursuant to Article 1, Section 17 of the Texas Constitution and the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which provides that no person's property may be taken, damaged, or destroyed for, or applied to public use without adequate compensation being made. And that's what the petition is contending here, that we're not entitled to recover anything. And all I'm saying is that we are, if this use by the district is not a road and street purpose, is not a use for road and street purpose.
What is it, a road and ditch purpose? Could be used for roads and ditches?
Well, it says road and street purpose. I would concede that if improvements were made to the borrowed ditches within the confines of South Acres Drive, the ditches that ran alongside South Acres Drive, that should be or would be a road and street purpose.
Well, I have the same problem with here. I always thought ditches were for drainage.
They are.
So, road, street, and drainage, they are all right?
Provided it's for the purposes of that particular road. This is a ditch that crosses it at only one point, and the magnitude of the project itself, based on the fact, is not a use of that roadway, that area of that road, and street road. There's no evidence to show that it, in fact, assisted the drainage of water from that street or not. It may have been better before.
County? Yes. Let me question the old district. Now, this is a county question the old district.
Yes, ma'am.
And how did it get created? Isn't there generally a bond issue and
yes.
The financial?
Yes. So, it was created in 1937, I'll say later. The funds for the project were voted upon a bond election in 1959.
Don't they generally have some sort of declaratory purpose?
Yes, the declaratory purpose was to facilitate the flow of surface waters and drainage and extend by the drainage area.
Well, I never heard that, but the drainage flood control district taking over any aspect of road control.
Oh, they had no authority to do it. They had the right to use it. But they had no control over the road. And in fact, had this bond issue been in 1971, instead of 1959, the legislation has risen to Section 5105, Section Water Code, is now provided to cover instances such as this. That, and the bond money, the district, such as the flood prohibition, which would be required to pay for the relocation of all utilities and the construction of their project. It's just, I don't know how long I can really belabor this point. It's just simply self-position that we have property interest that we obtained from the landowner. Our property interest was damaged, and as a result, we're entitled to compensation pursuant to Article 1, Section 17 of the Texas Constitution and the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. And the holdings of the trial court and the Court of Federal Appeals, this is not a use. The drainage district is not a use for road and street purposes. It's controlling. And it's entitled to recover compensation.
If I understand what you're saying, this drainage ditch has nothing but an incidental relationship to the roadway. It just simply went under.
That's correct.
And its whole sole purpose was drainage.
That's right.
Not improvement of streets or roads.
No,
is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
That's what the record says.
That's what the record says.
And if I'm understanding, you had to agency, city, state, county, whoever, come along there for the purposes of building a bridge in order to improve the highway. If they had been the ones who, because of the new construction, would require the relocation, you wouldn't be making this argument.
That's correct, Tom. I feel that then we'd be required are even subject to the dedicated roadway for other two purposes, and we would have to pay the cost of relocating and adjusting our pipeline.
Rebuttal argument from the petition?
And I was just reading the narrative, Your Honor, that the public use in this particular instance, again, was a public use in furtherance of street and road purposes. With regard to the stipulation of the pardon in this case, I would invite the court's attention to page 49 of the transcript and the paragraph 6 of the stipulation filed July 1, 1977, executed June 21, 1977. Paragraph 6 of that stipulation of the parties reads as follows. The purpose of said project is to improve and further facilitate the drainage of water in the immediate and general vicinity of the Twin Bayou drainage area and the existing drainage ditch. The immediate vicinity of the existing drainage ditch, of course, included South Acres Drive itself, and it included that portion of South Acres subdivision, as well as those portions of 6 or 7 other subdivisions which the deposition testimony showed this ditch would serve. With regard to the 1,000 feet, the 500 or 600 feet on either side of this ditch that South Acres Drive itself was located within, certainly would serve, be served by this particular ditch for the purpose of draining that roadway. And I would mention to the court again that under Article 6771 and the Harris County Road Law, that the use of a public road for a ditch is certainly a road and street purpose.
Well, I should counsel to say there wasn't any evidence in the record that this roadway had been any way served by this drainage ditch.
In answer to that, Your Honor, I submit that this stipulation of the parties is evidence that this roadway, that is this stipulation, taken with the deposition testimony, that the ditch would serve either 500 or 600 feet on either side of the ditch, the area, or 500 or 600 feet on either side of the ditch, which of course includes this particular road, 500 or 600 feet either side of the ditch, that there is within the record of this cause the evidence that the ditch will serve a road and street purpose. And of course, there's just not even a question, as Council Brantley points out, there were roadside, existing roadside ditches either side of this particular road. And don't think there's any question but that the dedicator of this particular subdivision did in fact intend that there would be ditches to serve the particular streets and roads within this subdivision.
But would this ditch that you constructed drain water that laterally in the ditches that ran laterally with the roadway would drain all that water also, or just the water from the subdivision?
I'm not sure I understand
you. Maybe I don't understand the fact, but I understand the ditch that we're talking about was perpendicular to the road.
That's correct, John.
You're saying that the road purpose because of the lateral...
The lateral road.
Now, what I'm asking you, did this ditch also take the discharge of water running laterally to the road?
That's correct, John. It did. And it said deposition testimony as well as the stipulation of the parties is that was the purpose for this particular ditch. It is, in effect, a lateral spur to the main stem to which Twin Bayou, and it was placed there in order to drain any lateral roads and or other streams that might fit into it or feed into it. Again, I, like counsel for the athlete, do not want to belabor the point. Be repetitious, Your Honor, but I would repeat to the court that the public use in this particular instance was, in fact, for a street and road purpose under the public policy and the laws of this state. And for that reason, we would respectfully request that the Supreme Court defer and render in this cause. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Case submitted on written brief and oral argument to both parties. I complete the oral submission and marshal adjourn the court.